Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So Israel's political future is a subject, of course, of intense debate, like it always has been, and it always will be. The question is, Prime Minister Netanyahu, strange comment that Trump made about whether Bibi wants to continue because he's a wartime prime minister. What is really the latest there? In an article by Jonathan Feldstein, he explores whether Israelis have really lost faith in Netanyahu or not. Jonathan, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're well.
I'm well. I'm always well when I'm with you on the radio hour.
Well, that is good. Thank you. I appreciate you saying so. So, you're going to have to excuse. I'm very, very irritable today, Jonathan, and I'm blaming Trump because I can't anymore with these. We're bombing the hell out of them, and then 15 minutes later, we've got the greatest peace agreement that will ever be signed over the weekend in the next few days, and then we start this again. So you're just going to have to excuse my irritability this morning. But let's talk about Netanyahu. Have Israelis really lost faith in Netanyahu?
So it's an important question, and the short answer is yes. Mm-hmm. But the more in-depth answer is we'll wait. We'll only really have a sense of that, and how much so in October when the elections are scheduled. This article came out of a conversation that I'm now hosting as part of a monthly conversation with several undecided voters here in Israel, discussing what are the issues. And the next one I invite people to join is this coming Wednesday. Mm-hmm. At 8 p.m. Israel time. People can email me at inspirationfromzion@gmail.com for registration information. But the last conversation last month, we discussed the issue of why Israelis don't support Netanyahu, because so many people, as you know, outside of Israel, as well as inside of Israel, only really know of Netanyahu as the prime minister for most of the last 30 years, can't imagine that there would be somebody else, and can't imagine why Israelis wouldn't want to continue supporting him. Although this week, and with the just cause that you have for lots of irritability with some new deal that may sell Israel down the river, there are a lot of reasons why Israelis wouldn't support Netanyahu. And the interesting thing is that while I think for all of the panelists who are on this monthly webinar that I'm hosting and will be back next week, I think none of them support Netanyahu. I believe that they were answering the questions academically as to why Israelis don't support Netanyahu. And there are a lot of compelling reasons why not to.
What are the largest or what are the most significant reasons that people don't support him?
Well, the most interesting one that I took away from the conversation was the one that didn't come up, which is in fact the issue of his corruption trials. He's been on trial for I don't know if it's literally several years, but it's been years. And the fact that that hasn't happened, that didn't even come up as part of the conversation, to me was fascinating. But the fact that this is the first election post October 7th, when there has been no government taking of responsibility, no government official inquiry, and it seems like kicking the conversation off and passing responsibility on to others. That's a primary reason. One of the primary reasons that came up first was the issue that he's, over the last 20 and 30 years, he's basically eviscerated any potential successors, serious successors.
Yeah.
And if you look at who the leaders of the opposition parties are today, many of them are people who were once his close confidants and staff who have now been forced out or left because of disgust and now are running against him. That's another issue. A third, which is actually a very interesting comment that came from one of the people who I know does not support Netanyahu. One of the interesting comments that came from there was that he lost his greatness, acknowledging that even though we may not support him, we as Israelis in general, he was a great prime minister and he's lost that greatness. And I think that that's a lot of reason why people will not be supporting him. And of course, we're now speaking on the 12th of June. but there's a political term of a few months still down the road when anything can happen. And one of the things that we all agreed upon on the conversation was that as much as Israelis may not support him for very, very legitimate reasons, you can never count him out.
Is there any indication at all following the either the push or the hint from Donald Trump that in fact Netanyahu might not want to stand again?
That was unusual, I think, my personal response to that question. I'm not sure what motivated Trump to do so. I think a lot of his statements recently, we don't know what motivates them. So that one was particularly suspect. I have a hard time imagining that for one of the people who should go down as one of the best prime ministers of Israel, certainly the longest serving to date, that it would be, and somebody who's such a political master, which goes to the point that I just made about never counting him out, it would be somewhat unimaginable for him to step down. The only thing that I could potentially imagine between now and, well, October, although it should happen sooner, so we don't have a situation in Israel that was like the last presidential election when Biden stepped out and Kamala Harris stepped in and didn't, aside from the fact that she wasn't a really great candidate, didn't give her a whole lot of time to run a campaign, is that maybe the corruption trials will gain some steam. Maybe Netanyahu will go for a plea bargain and step out of candidacy and leading Likud toward the next election in order to get a plea bargain and not be convicted for the very serious crimes that are alleged of him.
It is interesting that the trial issue never came up, and it doesn't surprise me at all. I find it interesting, but it doesn't surprise me because I do think that there's a sense that this is absolute nonsense, and in many ways, obviously, any form of corruption from a state official or anyone else needs to be looked at. But there is a sense that this is politically motivated, and from what we've seen in terms of some of the behavior from other elements of Israeli government, it doesn't actually surprise us that this is the case. I do agree with the issue of continuity because and succession, because it is very clear that he hasn't groomed people, and in fact anybody who seemed to have potential he has culled because or would have to leave the Likud because there was no space for it.
Correct.
So to me, I think that is these things and the other factor that you've mentioned being the an inquiry into October 7th to really understand what went on, why it could have happened and been as bad as it was. I do think that these are very, very relevant, and it does talk to a person who doesn't want to look inward. So I think these things are real factors. Obviously, as everybody and as you pointed out, Netanyahu is an incredibly powerful politician, a very smart one, and anything can happen. Before I let you go, Jonathan, just remind us if we want to join your that a monthly conversation, how do we do that?
Right. So people can email me at inspirationfromzion@gmail.com, and I will pass along the registration link. We don't share that publicly for various security reasons, but just say you heard me with you, Howard, this morning, and I'll be glad to pass that along. And the past conversation and the future conversations will all be uploaded to the Genesis 123 Foundation YouTube channel. And I have to say, I'm one of the undecided voters. I don't know what I'm going to do in October yet, but it's a academically, these are fascinating conversations to pull together. People from the right, people from the left, someone in his 30s, someone in her 70s, and really explore some of the issues that are compelling to us, and where we try to sort out. And Netanyahu is, of course, the elephant in the room, but there are many, many issues.
That is where we leave it. Jonathan Feldstein, thank you as always. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom.